Well, between October 30th and November 2nd, some 6,000 federal prisoners from across the country will be released. We've talked about that. It's the largest ever one-time release by the Justice Department. This coming in the wake of a sentencing commission recommendation to cut sentences to mandatory minimums for many convicted of drug-related crimes. Now, as I mentioned, we have talked about this a bit in the past, but now, well, now we have some hard numbers. It appears roughly a third of those set for release, some 2,100 convicts, will in fact be released in Texas. Joining us now from New York, Maurice Shema, who is a staff writer for the Marshall Project, and as it happens, I've just found out, a native Texan. I understand, Maurice, you've compiled a demographic breakdown of those 6,000 inmates. Why Texas? Why, we just have more federal prisons here?
There are a lot of federal prisons there, and it just could have turned out that a lot of the cases that, you know, where people applied for release to the courts in which they'd gotten their convictions happened to be in Texas. Again, a lot of these are drug crimes. A lot of them involve immigrants. And so a lot of those cases just happen to be in Texas, as you said, about a third of them, 2,000 roughly out of the 6,000.
So, something else that strikes me is that something that the Justice Department has noted, many of those released will be facing deportation. So I'm just sort of wondering if we're talking about at least some large proportion of those 2,100 individuals coming through Texas on their way across the border, perhaps, ultimately.
Perhaps. I mean, we don't know. The U.S. Justice Department has not released sort of specific information about how many of these are immigrants that are likely to face deportation, but it does stand to reason that a lot of them are going to end up in Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities in Texas while they await for their cases to get resolved with the courts.
So what is the process here? Are these individuals just released into the general population and that's that? Texas would just absorb a new number of released convicts?
Sure. I mean, a lot of them go through halfway houses or are on some form of home confinement before they get out. A lot of these 6,000 are actually already in halfway houses. And then over the next, you know, year or two, we're going to see thousands more. But it's worth sort of keeping this in the context of the large number of people who come out of prisons every year. I don't know the number for Texas, but tens of thousands of federal prisoners come out of prison every year at the end of their sentences, hundreds of thousands if you include state prisons around the country. So this 6,000 is actually a fairly small number in the sort of broader context of how many people we let out. These people just happen to be getting out early.
That's a really useful useful context there. Now, as you look at these numbers, do you see any other trends among those being released? Is there a common thread, for instance, among the drug offenses that they're convicted
for? Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of them are for cocaine, roughly 20% crack cocaine, 25% powder cocaine. About a third of the total number are for methamphetamines. These are all drug convictions, and again, as I said before, these men and women have had to apply to judges to have their sentences reduced, and then the judges sort of look at the nature of what they did and their conduct in prison and determine that these people are not likely to be a threat to the community. So that kind of cuts across the demographics in a broad way. And then when you look back at the drugs, you know, bits of marijuana, heroin, other types of drugs are also in there.
We don't have much time, but I have to ask you in the few seconds that we do have, what are you hoping this data will help with? I mean, it took a long time to compile all this information. How does this, what light does this shed on this issue?
Well, it gives us a snapshot. I mean, we're at a moment where criminal justice reform is about to either be successful or not. Congress is looking at a bunch of bills. You saw at the Democratic debate last night that this was something that people are talking about. And I think that this data gives us a snapshot so that those kinds of conversations can kind of winnow down to specifics and we sort of know what we're talking about when we think about criminal justice reform.
You should Google this report, folks. It's just check out the Marshall Project. Maurice Shema is a staff writer there. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.